Radio's greatest hits.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
Airchecks.com.
Yeah, similar wind. That's done by John Anderson. That's who's done by. Oh, nice and easy. We take you up to 5 o'clock. World news, national news, local news, sports, weather, stocks. The whole ball of wax. Even a traffic report. Hey, we got it here for you. And who's got it all for us? Sue Gagne, yeah. She'll be right along. Don't go away.
This is WSMN, Nashua, New Hampshire. Good evening. It's 89 degrees under humid, muggy skies. I'm Susan Gagne with the latest 5 o'clock world and national news. Headlining world news today, Hurricane Andrew is now centered about 150 miles south of New Orleans and about 215 miles southeast of Lafayette, Louisiana. It's moving west-northwest at 17 miles per hour with top sustained winds of about 140 miles an hour. Forecasters say little change in its strength is likely. A hurricane warning is in effect along about 470 miles of coast from Pascagoula, Mississippi, to just east of Galveston, Texas. The area west of Galveston through Freeport, Texas, and from east of Pascagoula to Mobile, Alabama, is under a hurricane watch. The watch does include the Houston metropolitan area. A tornado watch is in effect for much of south-central and southwestern Louisiana along the coast. In New Orleans, gale-force winds from Hurricane Andrew are slapping the tip of southeastern Louisiana down the Mississippi River from New Orleans as officials in Louisiana order more evacuation. Strong winds are lashing Venice nearly 100 miles south of New Orleans. The storm is expected to spare New Orleans, but more than 500,000 residents are being urged to evacuate. Nearly 2 million people in Louisiana and Mississippi have been urged or ordered to get out of Andrew's way. Today, authorities ordered the evacuation of 60,000 people in St. Mary's Parish, which is southwest of New Orleans. Both areas lie below sea level and depend on a system of levees to keep the water out. Some 470 miles of Gulf Coast from Mississippi to Texas are under a hurricane warning. And in Biloxi, Mississippi, the 10th annual Miss Teen USA pageant is being held early because of Hurricane Andrew. The pageant was originally going to be held tonight near Biloxi, Mississippi, and aired live on CBS. However, because of the storm, the pageant is being held this afternoon, and a tape of the event will air tonight. No winners will be announced beforehand. Southeastern Texas is bracing for Hurricane Andrew. Schools are closed, residents are boarding up homes, and people are heading away from the coast. The National Weather Service has extended its hurricane watch to include the Houston metropolitan area. People living in counties west and south of Galveston have been told to be ready to flee in case Andrew turns more in their direction. Forecasters warn that the tropical storm force winds could strike the Beaumont, Port Arthur area by daybreak tomorrow. Bolivar Peninsula on the eastern end of Galveston Bay is under orders to clear out immediately. Forecaster John Cannon says he sees no chance the area will not be hit by something from the storm. And in Chicago, Bill Clinton is urging the nation's war veterans to support him, even though he never served in the military. Clinton had little new to say about the controversy over his draft record during his speech to the American Legion Convention in Chicago. He said he was glad he got a high draft lottery number, not because he was unwilling to serve, but because he believed the war in Vietnam was wrong. He acknowledged that many in the audience disagree with him, but he asked them not to base their vote for president on that. Clinton also said history shows men who never served in the military can do a good job as commander-in-chief. He mentioned as examples Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. One of the Jordanians participating in the latest round of Middle East peace talks said the negotiations are continuing on a good note. Jordanian spokesman Marwan Muashor says Arab nations are pleased with the new positive attitude being shown by the Israelis. Muashor said two Palestinians were permitted to sit in on today's session between Jordan and Israel, but he said they were just observers and not participants. Muashor says the delegates are still focusing on setting up an agenda for the talk. He said he and Jordan's agenda could be finalized by tomorrow and then presented to the Israelis. And Idaho firefighters are taking advantage of favorable weather today, attacking the northeastern head of the nation's largest wildfire. For the first time since the Foothills fire began 7 days ago, firefighters have been unable to keep the blaze in check for 24 hours. Overnight temperatures are near freezing. High humidity and high temperatures in the 70s did help slow the spread of the 258,000-acre blaze east of Boise. Crews already have more than 87 miles of containment line in place, but they still have 34 miles to go, and that's expected to take another 12 days. The cost of fighting the fire is estimated at $3 million. And fire bosses say they're holding California's Shasta County wildfire at 64,000 acres, but today's forecast calls for heat and heavy winds, and that could give the fire new life. Firefighters kept the Fountain Fire in check overnight, and officials say it is now 50% contained. And finally, in world and national news, Jane Fonda has quit her acting career. Fonda said she's content to knock out an exercise video each year and save her life with husband Ted Turner. Fonda said she walked away from her acting career with nary a glance back. She said that surprised her. She says it never occurred to me that I could walk away from a career and not miss it. Fonda is promoting her 16th fitness video, Jane Fonda's Step Aerobic and Abdominal Workout. She's marking her 10th anniversary as an exercise guru. And that's a look at the world and national news. More regional and local news after these messages.
An act of God is a hard act to follow, but we do it every day. On the heels of every major storm, fire, flood, Red Cross disaster relief is there. But right now, after a devastating year, 8,000 major disasters, we need your help. The Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund is gone. Our ability to help disaster victims is threatened, and spring floods are yet to come. The Red Cross depends on the voluntary contributions of the American people. Please help. Call 1-800-842-2200 and give as much as you can. That's 1-800-842-2200. Because the only way to follow an act of God is with an act of humanity.
The peace and freedom that Americans often take for granted isn't an accident, and it doesn't come easily. All around the world, Navy men and women are on duty 24 hours a day to ensure that freedom. They're air crewmen flying off supercarriers in the Indian Ocean. They're sonar technicians in nuclear submarines beneath the polar ice. They're air traffic controllers at naval air stations around the world, and they're much more. They're the men and women of the United States Navy, doing the important jobs needed to help keep America free. The Navy has more than 60 exciting career fields and offers the training and experience that can guarantee success. At a good starting salary to great benefits and solid advancement opportunities, and it's easy to see why the Navy is a great place to build a bright future. For information on career opportunities in the Navy, see your local Navy recruiter or call 1-800-327-NAVY.
Good evening. It's 89 degrees under humid skies. I'm Susan Gagne with the latest local and regional report for this Wednesday, August the 24th, 1992. This first portion of New Hampshire's news is brought to you by Maynard and Lessier at the corner of West Hollis and Elm Streets in Nashua. Headlining local news this evening, a New York City man was killed this morning and his wife hospitalized in a single car accident on Route 25A in Orford, New Hampshire. Police said 48-year-old Philip Speak was pronounced dead at the scene. They say he was a passenger in a car driven by his wife, Cheryl. Mrs. Speak was taken to the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon. Police said the car was westbound when it veered off the road, went down an embankment, and rolled over and hit a tree. A 12-year-old Barnstead, New Hampshire boy is now dead after a boating accident on Sunacook Lake in Barnstead. Nicholas Carpenter was pronounced dead at Concord Hospital following the accident late yesterday afternoon. Officials say Carpenter was struck by a boat driven by 32-year-old Michael Patera of Atkinson. The accident is still under investigation. And a 36-year-old man was sentenced to 5 to 15 years in the New Hampshire State Prison for shooting a Manchester High School hockey player in 1989. Hillsborough County Superior Court Judge Walter Murphy yesterday deferred Philip Montella's sentence for a year and put him on probation for the 5 years. Montella was initially accused of trying to kill 17-year-old Gregory Lorty, but he pleaded guilty to first-degree assault. Murphy said it's clear Montella only wanted to scare Lorty when he fired the gun. Montella fired the shots after a scuffle with Lorty and his friends. Lorty was hit by ricochet bullets. Lorty's father attended the sentencing and said his son lost out on college scholarships because of his injuries. Montella was given over 1,000 days of credit for time he already served in jail. He will have the opportunity to come to the court after a year and explain why he feels the rest of his sentence should not be served. A 36-year-old Epsom, New Hampshire man is under arrest on charges he molested two babysitters he hired to take care of his children. Robert McKenney has been charged with indecent exposure and lewdness toward a 15-year-old girl who was looking after his young son and daughter. He also has been charged with 3 counts of sexual assault against a 13-year-old girl who was babysitting at his house. Parents who know the alleged victim say at least 4 girls who babysat for McKenney may have been assaulted or exposed to sexual behavior. McKenney has been found guilty of indecent exposure 3 times in this state. As a condition of his bail, McKenney was told to leave Epsom and not return until the case was over. And in Nashua this afternoon, police responded to Deluxe Radio and TV at 67 East Pearl Street on a report of suspicious noises. Upon arrival, police found that a burglary had taken place. Located in the area was 22-year-old Brian Doubleday with no known address. He was charged with resisting detention, burglary, and theft. He was held at the Nashua Police Department and is being arraigned in Nashua District Court today. Nashua police detectives arrested 2 Nashua residents for several burglaries.
I'm afraid that's all there is to this tape. It's rather short at about 20 minutes in total length. Of course, we had to scope out the music, so that's how that goes. WSMN, Nashua, New Hampshire, in the 5 o'clock hour from 8/24/1992. Lots of historic events in the news. Many thanks to our contributor, Dave Boucher from Magic 106.7 in Boston. Thank you for providing that and many more cassettes. Thanks for joining us here on airchecks.com.